Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
That cat is deep.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
This is an incredible scene. The place is going wild.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
Normally he's a very nice guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, in this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we're talking professional boxing. Of course, tonight, Saturday, from across the pond, Carl Froch at home going after IBF unbeaten. Unbeaten 168-pound champion Lucien Bute of Canada. So it should figure to be a great fight. It'll be on at 2 p.m. Pacific time, I believe, on EPIX, EPIX.com. And they tell me you don't have to pay for that television website from the, I think it's from Germany. But the bottom line is it should be a great fight. You know, Froch gave Andre Ward about all he could handle, but nobody can challenge Andre Ward. I mean, you can give him a hard fight, but you can't beat him. He's not going to get beat. Not by Chad Dawson, of course. That fight that I announced about a week ago on the website, it ain't going to happen. I mean, as far as Chad Dawson being able to beat Andre Ward, Andre Ward is going to stop Chad Dawson when they fight in September, likely in Oakland, California. Of course, if he fights at home, that should bring out a pretty good crowd. The last time he didn't draw that well, but there were lots of things going on that night. And the Bay Area, the SF Bay Area, there's so many things going on, folks, that it's hard to get a whole bunch of people together just for one event. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In the MMA hour today, we will feature the world heavyweight champion Junior Dos Santos and King Kyle Kingsbury, two UFC fighters, of course, on tonight's UFC 146, which begins at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.
The best things in life are free.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory 8-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
You may have thought that I forgot, so that this is what I say. So I know what I do, and I know I'll survive, and I evolve every day. Survival of the hippest, the funky and the biggest. Survival of the hippest, the soulful and the quickest. I'm a true funk soldier, I don't need a yogi. It's decoded in my DNA.
That man's voice is in my DNA. What a hell of a singer, Tom Bowes, formerly with Tower of Power, now with the Funk Harmonic Orchestra of New York City. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. This hour is all about boxing. Of course, we're talking about MMA in hour number two in a big MMA evening. In fact, if you're into television and you've got a computer, this is a great day if you're a fight fan. I tell you why. Because at 2 p.m. Pacific, I'm on EPIX, that's EPIX.com. You can watch the Lucien Brute, 30-0, 24 kills. Of course, he's the IBF champion out of formerly Romania, now Canada, and he's 30-0 with 24 kills. He's taking on Carl Froch, 28-2, 20 kills. He's coming to you from the land of Nottingham, England, and that's where Robin Hood is alleged to be from. So that should be a pretty good fight. That'll be on EPIX. That'll be at 2 p.m., so you figure 2 to 4 p.m. right there, and then you can go to Facebook at 4 p.m. and watch the prelims. Of course, UFC 146, the prelims are on Facebook. Then at 5 o'clock, you can go to FX Cable, and you can watch the mid-level card on the UFC 146 card, of course, from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you can watch that from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific time. And then, you know, then you got to dig into the pocket because it's pay-per-view time at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Of course, the main event tonight, Frank Mir challenging Junior Dos Santos, who we will have on in hour number two to it all, man. This is it. In the world of mixed martial arts, there's nothing more prestigious than the UFC heavyweight title. That's tonight, all on television. Now, checking things out here. You know, there's a big scandal this week because Jermaine Taylor, 2000 Olympic gold medalist, a young man from Little Rock, Arkansas. And if you can remember my shows from Little Rock, Arkansas back in the day, be it on television or radio, one of my broadcast partners asked me what was good about Arkansas. And I said, well, not a whole lot. Thank God my grandmother didn't miss that bus, that Greyhound. Anyway, the bottom line is Olympic bronze medal winner Jermaine Taylor got accused by a hooker this weekend of, like, you know, of rape or sexual assault. And then she recanted her story. Okay, then she recanted her story. But this is not like the first incident with boxers and hookers. I mean, it's been going on since the beginning of time. And I'll tell you one thing, Mike Tyson and Lennox Lewis had the same girlfriend at different times for one night girlfriend. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, fighters get around, there's groupies, there's all kinds of stuff. And, of course, fighters are just like human beings. A lot of men visit brothels or whatever you want to call it, houses of ill repute for, you know, for their pleasure. And the bottom line is, in other countries, it's legal, but here in the United States, except for a few counties in Nevada, it is taboo. Anyway, speaking of the ranches, the Mustang ranches, the brothels up in Reno, Nevada, that's where Oscar Bonavena was killed. Of course, he was the heavyweight contender that challenged Joe Frazier for the heavyweight title in the 70s, gave Ali hell in fights and things like that. But Bonavent is shot dead at the gate of the Mustang Ranch. Of course, he was having an affair with Sally Conforte, who was the wife of Joe Conforte, who turned that whole thing legal, turned prostitution legal up there in outside of Reno. But it was called the Mustang Ranch, but that's where Oscar Bonavena did. So Oscar had some problems with hookers. I mean, other guys have had problems with hookers. Like Ike Iwobuchi. You know, remember Ike? I televised his fight in 1997, of course, with David Tua from Sacramento, California, possibly the greatest heavyweight title fight in history. It went 12 rounds, but they threw more punches than any fight, including any 15-rounder that was counted. I'm seriously. These guys got down. It was like World War III for 12 rounds, 3 minutes a round. I'm talking about David Tua losing a unanimous nod in 12 rounds to Ike Iwobuchi. Now, what happened to Ike a few years ago was that Ike was flown in from Dallas. He had a little incident at the Dallas airport. Let me give you a little background on him. He's from Nigeria. Good fighter. Maybe the best fighter we've seen in the past 25 years had he lived up to his potential. Seriously, he could have been the best since Ali. The bottom line is in his last fight, he smoked former IBF heavyweight champion Chris Bird in the blink of an eye, and he did it on 10 days' notice. He trained for 10 days. They could only find him for 10 days. Anyway, 25-0, 15 KOs. He's locked up for the rape of a hooker. What happened was he tried to give her a check at the Mirage Hotel. She wouldn't take the check, and then he locked her in the bathroom when she put up a fit. So obviously with there being a phone in the bathroom, unlike Desiree Washington, when she felt threatened by Mike Tyson, of course, in Indianapolis, she didn't use a phone in the bathroom. This lady did use a phone in the bathroom, called security, who called police, who kicked the door, and I think they even stuck like little tear gas things underneath the door because, you know, Ike wasn't opening up. But Ike is a sick, sick dude. Of course, he drove a car into the side of a bridge. I mean, you know, the pillar that supports a bridge, he drove his car into the pillar supporting a bridge, trying to kill himself and the kid, one of the sons of his girlfriend. I kid you not. So Ike was a little bit crazy. And when I met him first, in 1997, he was talking about nothing but the Lord, and he was the straightest guy in the world. I mean, I was up there like for 2.5-3 days with him in Sacramento, California, before I called the international television that evening and said the greatest heavyweight fight ever. Anyway, Ike was all about God, all about this, all about that. And then about six or eight months later, this little incident started happening. And then, of course, boom, him driving that car into the side of the bridge and almost killing the kid. And then before he got on his fateful flight to Las Vegas, where he allegedly raped a hooker at the Mirage Hotel. He had a scene, big time scene, at the Dallas airport trying to get on the plane. Evidently, they were one seat short or something like that. And, you know, Ike went crazy, and Ike only sat first class. Don King has sent him the ticket. People think that Don King might have set Ike Iwobuchi up. You know, I don't know about that. That's a little reaching too far for even me, the conspiracy theorist. Anyway, the bottom line is Ike Iwobuchi could have been the best fighter of all time. But check this out. So since he's been in custody, he's attacked guards relentlessly. I mean, they can't let him outside the cell without shackles around his waist, his knees, I mean, his ankles. I mean, they've got this guy chained up like a gorilla, I kid you not, because he's attacked guards. He's gone crazy. He's on lithium or something like that. But anyway, the bottom line is all the medication in the world probably is not going to bring Ike back. It's just not. Of course, he's going to jail for a long time. And as long as he keeps assaulting prison guards, he's going to stay in jail because they're going to keep tacking a few years on his sentence each time. But he keeps it up and keeps it up and keeps it up. And he's just a horrible man now. But at one point in time, it was all about God in 1997 when he came to Ike Iwobuchi, who retired at 25-0, 15 KOs, could have been the greatest, I think, heavyweight in the past 25 years. So Jermaine Taylor in the news this week with the alleged hooker scandal, the hooker scandal. And then, you know, Tiger Woods being addicted to sex. Isn't it all just about male penis power? I mean, that's what it's all about. Guys with money, guys with power. They can do these things. They can afford to do these things. Allegedly, Jermaine Taylor gave this girl $2,000. $2,000 for one session, per se. I mean, $2,000. I mean, for good God, what's his wife think about that? And the bottom line is, I mean, whoa, for $2,000, listen to me. I've been to 32 countries around the world, okay? And I've seen a lot of ladies of the night in different areas I've went into. I'm talking about from Mexico to Europe to Asia. It's just all over the world. Prostitution is rampant. And anytime you've got a couple of bucks or you look like you've got a couple of bucks, hookers are hitting you up. That's just the way it is in other countries outside the United States, okay? It's just the way it is. But here in the United States, it's a big-time problem. I mean, people go to prison for it, except for three counties in Nevada. Maybe it's time to legalize prostitution, because if it doesn't, I think that more and more guys are going to end up getting popped. And it's just, I being a former police officer, I think it's a victimless crime. And victimless crimes, I don't think the police should spend their time wasting, like you know, what people do in their own bedroom and things like that. That's them, okay? Being a former law enforcement officer and now a boxing analyst and watching all these boxers go to jail, you know, it's just and be exposed in scandals as far as prostitution is concerned. I mean, I can go back in history. There's other fighters as well, other heavyweight champions, people like that. But I'm not gonna. I just concentrated on the three individuals I did right then and there. Okay, but the bottom line is, is it time to legalize prostitution in the United States? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We're talking boxing this hour. Says Jermaine Taylor popped with a hooker this week. Of course, Jermaine Taylor, the former two-time world middleweight champion, and then the man, of course, that 2000 Olympic bronze medalist was knocked out in like three of his last five fights, and still he wants to continue. Who knows why? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
This will be a 15-round contest for the heavyweight championship of the world. Introducing in the blue corner at 182 pounds, the heavyweight champion of the world from Cincinnati, Ohio, Ezzard Charles. In the red corner at 188 and one half pounds, the challenger from San Francisco, Pat Valentino. Charles is the winner. 35 seconds in the eighth round.
Did you see him? Naturally, you didn't see him coming.
I didn't see the punch coming. I'm only sorry that I disappointed so many of my friends. I did want to win that championship.
You didn't disappoint anyone because you put up a great fight. In those early rounds, you were really landing with those rights and lefts of the body. Did you think you might wear them down and then put them away?
I thought I would wear them down.
What are your plans for your near future, Pat?
I haven't made any as yet.
You will fight some more?
I would like a rematch with
him. Well, off of the showing you made up till the time you were hit with that right hand, I certainly believe you deserve it. Best of luck, old boy. See you, Pat.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work hard all day.
The sounds of the housebound Tower of Power. Of course, Tower of Power at the San Mateo County Fair, June 12th and 13th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. This hour we talk boxing, the art of self-defense. The bottom line is we've got a new platform on now. We're on TuneIn.com. I kid you not. I mean, all these different platforms that the network is creating, it's incredible. Of course, we're on Stitcher. They're going to have us live in all these cars like BMWs and Fords and GMs. And, of course, we're on the Sports Byline Network as well. We're on iTunes. I mean, I can go on and on. The cable radio network. The bottom line is, the American Forces Network, Sirius Satellite Network. I mean, I can go on and on, but the bottom line is the ever-expanding platform of radio has now gone beyond, you know, what anybody would have thought of 25 or 30 years ago when there was like 19 AM channels on the dial and FM was just an experiment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight, Lucien Brute. Actually, it's not tonight. It's 2 o'clock this afternoon if you're in my time zone, the Pacific time zone, and you watch Lucien Brute. And he is a reigning IBF 168-pound title holder. Of course, he is a guy that Andre Ward has not fought in the top five as far as the upper echelon of the 168-pound division. He's fought everybody. But Butte, after Andre won the tournament, Butte signed a contract with Showtime, so he's with Showtime as well. They could put this fight together, put it on Showtime pay-per-view if they really wanted to, if they wanted to stretch it. But the bottom line is I think it's a fight fit for Showtime. We've got two Showtime fighters. And if Butte is successful tonight, and, of course, if Andre Ward is successful in September against Chad Dawson, when they'll be battling out for two championships, the WBC light heavyweight title, the WBC 168-pound title, I'm told, and the WBA 168-pound title. Now, if you're getting confused, think American League, National League, and then a whole bunch of other leagues. So that's what sort of boxing has been broken down into. Of course, we have the World Boxing Organization, one of my sponsors, what I consider the only real straight sanctioning body of the bunch. We have the International Boxing Federation. Of course, originator Bob Lee, the man that I helped put in prison, didn't want to, warned him, told him that there was video of him taking money from Doug Beavers, told him this in Atlanta at the Holyfield Bean rematch. And, of course, I told you he started popping nitroglycerin pills. He had some heart issues, but the bottom line was I tried to warn the brother. I said, listen, the FBI has tapes of you, videotapes of you taking money from Doug Beavers in a hotel. And I told him this because I was afforded special privileges with members of the federal government at the time. Okay, so I knew exactly what I was talking about. Speaking of guys that know what they're talking about, let's take it to the City of Angels and bring on my man KP, Kevin Perry. Kevin, Lucien Brute, 30-0, 24 kills. Tell me about the guy that beat him and knocked him out as an amateur, Double G. What's his name?
Gennady Golovkin. I think he's from Kazakhstan, I believe, which I think was a former part of
the Soviet Union.
Yep. He's the WBA regular with the asterisk middleweight champion right now, and he's undefeated. He knocked Butte almost out cold in the amateurs. I think in the amateur world championships, I think in the early 2000, I believe, I'm not sure exactly. But, I mean, it was a brutal knockout as you'd ever see in the amateurs. And I think Butte, from what I've seen in the pros, in the, you know, the fight with Andrade, I don't think he has that good of a chin. I think that's his only downfall as a professional fighter.
Well, you know what is funny is that when I look at the past of professional fighters and their amateur background and when they got chilled as amateurs, knocked out, I mean, Zahir Rahim, he never made it to the top of his game, even though he beat Eric Morales in that one pivotal fight there on HBO and didn't get the title shot afterwards. But the bottom line is most guys get knocked out as amateurs. I mean, knocked silly. Eventually, they get exposed. Roy Jones, although he wasn't knocked out in any amateur fight, he was knocked cold, not once but twice, with the big fat gloves in the gym down there in Sarasota, Florida. So this was before, of course, the 1988 Olympic trials when Sugar Ray Leonard wanted him so bad. Me and Ray had breakfast one morning. He said, you know, I really want Roy. He goes, but there's one question about Roy. And I said, what's that, Ray? He said, it's his chin. He's got a bad chin. We're worried about his chin. You know, he's been knocked out in training now, not once but twice. And I mean knocked out to where he was almost like snoring, like he was against Tarver and Johnson. But the bottom line is once a fighter gets knocked out as an amateur or gets exposed early on as having a potentially easy-to-knock-out chin, eventually he gets knocked out. So as tonight, against Carl Froch, the former champion of the WBC.
Well, actually, just to interject there, Butte has been knocked out. You know that that fight with Andrade where they had that supposed long count at the end of the fight where Butte went down. He might have beat the count, possibly. Fight possibly should have been stopped, but the fight was pretty much within the last few seconds. So, I mean, he's showing the pros that the thing is he hasn't really been hit often. So if Frotz can somehow turn this fight into a brawl and take Butte's big punches, I mean, Butte's a pretty good puncher. Frotz has a shot. He just lacks in the speed department, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, but what do these guys bring to the dance if either was to win and come to fight Andre Ward after Ward dusts off Chad Dawson in September?
Well, Ward's already beaten Frotz, so if Frotz wins, I don't think anyone wants to see a rematch because Ward beat him decisively about maybe 9 or 10 rounds to 2. I kind of had the fight possibly a shutout of the judges. I kind of would like some of what they were smoking because two of the judges had it 115-113, and
yeah,
that was out of the realm of possibility. Butte, if he wins, I'd like to see him against Ward. I really would. I think this fight tonight is going to be pretty interesting because I think if Frotz can take Butte's punches and turn it into a brawl, I think he has a very good chance of pulling off the upset. And they're fighting in Nottingham, which I think is a big advantage for Carl Frotz.
It is if you're Robin Hood, anyway.
Say it again?
It is if you're Robin Hood. That's where Robin Hood is from, Nottingham, England. All right, so real quick here, you're picking Brute or you're picking Frotz? Which way is it going to go? I mean, you've explained both sides
to us. I'm picking Lucian Butte, and the reason why is I think Butte has shown an ability to control the pace of fights, and I think Frotz possibly has a little bit more wear and tear because he's been in a lot of tough fights in the last couple years being in that Super 6. I think Butte has the edge in speed. I think he's a bigger puncher than Frotz, and I just think he'll be able to avoid the big shots from Frotz for the most part. Now, I think Frotz is a good puncher. I just don't know if he's going to be able to land consistently enough to really win the fight. And I think he's going to need to win by KO because unless the fight's close, he can win on points because it's in his hometown. But I think Butte is probably going to win decisively, maybe 8 rounds to 4 or something to that effect.
Good enough. Now, tell me about, I got about like 20 seconds. Tell me about epix.com. Does it cost money?
I think you can get a free trial to watch the fight today.
Okay. And the idea is get the free trial for like 3 days or something like that and then cancel, because if you don't, it's going to be like money on your credit card?
I don't think you have to put a credit card to get the free trial. You can try it out for free, I think, for 2 weeks without a credit card, which is great.
Carl Frock.
I think that's definitely good for the fans.
Thanks, Kev. Carl Frock, of course, Lucien Bute. They're on EPIX, EPIX.com, 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time today for the IBF 168-pound championship. Next up, the godfather of the HBO crew. That's right, Mr. Larry Merchant, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Dear best friend, it's me, your hostess with the mostest, and I am cordially inviting you to attend the annual Old Navy $2 tank sale. Join us now through Memorial Day to grab a whole summer's worth of $2 tank tops. And this year, we've even got $4 tees for the whole family. Soon, you'll be inviting me to your parties. It's about time. So say yes to the Old Navy $2 tank sale. Tees are $4, too. They're styles for the whole family. So now you can RSVP to everything.
Now through Memorial Day at Old Navy. Come fun, come all.
In-store only, select styles only valid May 24th through May 28th.
Looking to get the most out of your backyard this summer? Right now at Lowe's, get free delivery on everything you need for your yard, like grills, patio sets, and even riding and walk-behind mowers $249 or more. Or choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Plus, you'll get 10% off major appliances priced $299 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/28. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Seriously, who can afford sports and concert tickets anymore? And what the f*** is a convenience fee? Now, there's a better way to get great seats at a price you want. Introducing ScoreBig.com, where you can save up to 60% on great sports and concert tickets, even the front row. Tickets on ScoreBig.com are guaranteed to be less than box office price and never have any fees, period. Stop paying fees and start saving big at ScoreBig.com. Enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. ScoreBig.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What's that supposed to be? Some kind of sick joke?
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Earlier, I played that Pat Valentino, Ezra Charles clip from 1949. Let me tell you about Pat Valentino. He was the maitre d' at Scoma's, which is the biggest, most famous restaurant on Fisherman's Wharf here in the city by the bay. And the bottom line is I used to go down there on occasion, and after winning a my last Golden Glove championship back in 1988. The bottom line was we had a limo and we went around town. We were drinking, having a good time, partying, and we ended up going to Scoma's to eat. And it was like 10:30 at night. I think it was like on a Wednesday or a Thursday or something like that. Anyway, the bottom line was, you know, I went in there and I said, we're closed. And I said, I need to talk to Pat Valentino, please. So Pat comes out. He goes, Paige, what are you doing there? I said, oh, you know, we need to eat. He says, okay. He sits us down. We eat the whole 9 yards. He says, when's your next fight? And I said, I think it's in 3 or 4 months from now. I said, I'm not sure. They're talking about September. Give me the entire summer off. And he said to me, good. By then, you might be sober. Bottom line is, may he rest in peace. Died in 2008 at the age of 88 years old. Pat Valentino challenged for the World Heavyweight Championship of October 1949. Now we bring in the godfather of the HBO crew, of course, Larry Merchant. And Larry, tonight, or today, on epix.com, which is an internet TV channel, I guess, Lucien Boot, 30-0, is going to take on Carl Froch. How does this fight go? And first of all, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thank you, Pedro, and to you, and have a good Memorial Day weekend. You sure the fight hasn't happened again with the change in time?
No, I'm here, and it's 2 p.m. Pacific time, which makes it about 10 p.m. Over there in Nottingham, U.K.
Right. The sheriff of Nottingham. We'll see here whether they rob the rich to give to the poor.
Okay.
I like Boutte. It's a little bit strange that he would go over there to fight Froch when he has such a big following in Quebec and Montreal. But he's doing it. And I think this is a real test of whether he belongs there in the ring with Andre Ward. I thought it was strange that he was not in that Super 6 tournament. But Froch is a really serious opponent, and I don't know if I'll see it live, but I'll get to see it somewhere.
Of course, we're talking with Larry Merchant, folks, the HBO godfather now. I believe, was this weekend we were supposed to get Conn and Peterson?
No, actually it was last weekend.
Last weekend, that's right.
I believe, and it was a no decision.
Okay, now with Andre Berto in trouble with steroids, Larry, what do we do about steroids in boxing, Godfather? Give us your diagnosis here, how we get rid of this the problem, this cancer in the sport.
Well, I think maybe the fact that these two revelations happened back-to-back could be a double warning shot, because there have been ways, apparently, to get around the testing that was in place.
Yep.
And now they're getting more serious about the testing. I think that fighters are going to have to recognize this. It's sad and disappointing about Peterson. I'm a little bit puzzled by Berto, although his father runs an MMA gym, apparently, and he accused Ortiz of being on something when they fought last time. I think, as I recall, Ortiz rehydrated well up into the 160s as a welterweight, and
yep.
And Berto felt he had been muscled around. But that's not an, you know, those are reasons, they're excuses. And all I could say is, too bad, shame on them, and I'm curious to see how this plays out. If it plays out the way it played out on Margarito for being discovered with loaded gloves.
Yeah, but look, he got 1 year off. He comes back and makes millions of dollars. I don't know about the 1 year off, Larry. Personally, having been a boxer myself, if I was to find out a guy fought me with loaded gloves, I want him put in prison, or when it even attempted to. I mean, because in California, it's the attempt coupled with the present ability. They were making the attempt. They had the present ability. Therefore, I think they should have been charged with assault.
Well, no assault actually happened in the, when they were discovered before the Mosley fight, and all you can do about the previous fight that everybody talked about and knew about was Cotto, but nobody could verify that the gloves were loaded, and so they got a rematch, and they both made a bunch of money again. And Margarito was... career is stained. He always was a crowd-pleasing Mexican fighter, so that there was a natural fan base for him. And I don't know what's going to happen to Berto and Peterson. I'll be curious to see how that plays out.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Our host is the resident godfather of HBO. I'm talking about Larry Merchant. How's Jim Blambling? How's Jim's new show looking?
Well, he just had one episode. It's a start.
I like the way you put that.
You know, a lot of the going into the Mayweather-Pacquiao situation. You can't go wrong by talking about Mayweather and Pacquiao in boxing. They're like the two top heavyweights in the world as far as Americans are concerned. Even when we talk about Peterson and Berto, in part it's part of the narrative of who would qualify to fight one of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the central location of boxing today. Although my next fight... something I'm looking forward to is Chavez and Andy Lee in El Paso, mm-hmm. a fight that can draw 25,000 or more in an outdoor venue. That's where most of the American action is today in the divisions from 140 up to 154, 160.
Larry, these bandits, you call them these so-called sanctioning bodies, although I want to exclude my good friend Paco Varcasell and the WBO from that, at least for this conversation. The World Boxing Council has taken the 168-pound division title away from Andre Ward. They're going to declare him some silver champion or something like that, and they're going to let somebody else fight for it. And I'm a conspiracy guy, so I'm thinking that they're like going to open this title up, especially with Anthony Durrell falling out due to that motorcycle accident. And they'll put in a couple, maybe a chump and against another chump, and somebody like a guy like Chavez will beat. They'll move Chavez up, win or lose, to 168 pounds, have him fight for their belt, and say goodbye to Mr. Martinez, Sergio Martinez at 160. I mean, I think he's running from him.
From whom?
From Martinez.
You know, Pedro Chavez is ranked about fifth middleweight in the world. And Martinez is ranked one. So what about 2, 3, and 4? I mean, we're talking about this fight because Chavez is the biggest draw among all the middleweights.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make him number one or two or three in terms of their rankings as fighters. I think Chavez may have his hands full with Andy Lee. And I think it can be a hell of a good fight. And, you know, whatever the sanctioning bodies do, it's all about business and money. And if the promoters think they need those labels to sell the fight as a championship this or that, silver, copper, lead.
But Larry, they're taking money out of a guy's pocket, I think. I think they're taking money out of Andre Ward's pocket. Because
I don't.
You don't.
And I don't.
All right.
And the reason is Andre Ward will fight Chad Dawson,
mm-hmm.
and he'll get a top payday.
Okay.
And nobody will care or will know which belt he had. They know he's the undefeated guy who won that tournament in his division, and now he's fighting the light heavyweight champion. And he's going to get paid just as much money as if he had a title next to his name.
Good point. Good point.
Titles are maybe for unknown fighters who are scrambling up the way Timothy Bradley had to. Maybe that's important to them at the time. But then you use it. You pay them the sanctioning fees, and you jump from one body to the next depending on the deal you could make and depending on whether you need a belt or not because of your reputation. Floyd Mayweather doesn't need a belt.
He's got about 1,000, though.
I don't even know if he has one.
He was wearing all kinds of them the last time I saw him.
Yeah, he wears them for decoration. But is he paying sanctioning fees? I don't know.
They're paying him to advertise their belt?
So look, when the promoters and the fighters think they need these things to help market their fights, they should use them. If that brings in 10 more bodies or 1,000 more bodies. If they don't think they need them, then ditch them. And that's the way it's becoming recognized as a business. I mean, what does it mean that a guy had 8 titles? I have no idea. What does that mean?
Okay.
It means he gave it up and then he won it again, and then somebody gave him a
vacant shot?
Know, a temporary title. I mean, I could have been an interim champion.
Okay.
I mean, what does that all mean?
Yeah, got a point there. Okay, Larry.
The fans decide who they want to watch because they want to watch them, because in some way they identify with them. And in the end of the day, that's the guy we want to watch.
Okay, the fight that fans want to see, and they did this in a poll at ringtalk.com, is they want to see Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez. What's happening with that? I figure they could fill the MGM Grand and do some great, great, great pay-per-view numbers.
I think that's a huge event. I think that Cotto emptied himself for his fight with Mayweather. My guess is it's a fight that could happen early next year. Canelo is now going to be matched with Paul Williams in September. Maybe he'll have another fight before going up against Cotto.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a perfect fight. Cotto showed that you can raise your stature even in a loss with the way he fought Mayweather. It's not the end of the world if you fight well. And Canelo, you know, there are still a couple of guys out there that he can prove himself against and then maybe ultimately have, if he gets past them, that he gets into the Mayweather business.
I'm going to put you on the spot here, Larry. Jermaine Taylor got accused by a hooker of different things, where she recanted all these charges. And it's a front page story. I mean, people having sex being a front page story, even though they're famous athletes.
Where is it a front page story?
Back east, it has been. It has been on a lot of the websites.
This is the first I've heard it, so maybe I'm just not paying attention.
You know, earlier this week, a hooker charged, he allegedly paid $500, charged him with rape and or sexual assault. She has recanted her story, and the authorities don't plan on filing any charges. They both agreed that they were in a certain motel room together, and I think that's about, you know, the truth is somewhere in the middle, and both sides have got their own point of view on that one. No, but Jermaine Taylor in a little bit of trouble. What I'm trying to say is, you know, they're talking about legalizing pot or decriminalizing pot. Do you think it's time to legalize prostitution?
You know, I can't litigate this.
Oh.
I don't know if I knew the facts, I'd want to.
Okay. All right, Larry. I thought I'd throw the hard one at you. Anyway, I got to run. Say hello to your wife, and I thank you so much for your time, sir.
Have a great weekend, Pedro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Ah, the Super Stroke Land Band, Huey Lewis and the News Tower of Power, bringing us back from the break right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. That is 3 p.m. today at epix.com. That's for the Lucien Butte 30-0, 24 KOs, Carl Fox 28-2, IBF Super Middleweight 168-pound championship, of course, live from Nottingham in the U.K., folks. That's 3 p.m. Eastern Time on epix.com, E-P-I-X.com. And according to Kevin Perry, you don't need a credit card to watch it, so tune in if you can. I want to say hello to my fans in Atlanta, GA on 3WE. Of course, I'm talking about 1100 AM. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. In the next hour, the MMA hour, we'll talk with the heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos. We'll also spend some time with King Kyle Kingsbury. We'll talk about UFC 146 Bellator. We've got all kinds of MMA news in the MMA hour. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on boxing, and we are each and every Saturday, 11 AM Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, peace, love, lots of respect. Take it away. Hey!